Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Lucy Holmes to talk about Connections Matter. So let's just get started with this. Can you tell me a little bit about what Connections Matter is and kind of the impact it can have on a community?
Yeah, so Connections Matter is a trauma-informed curriculum, basically, that looks at the brain development and how we can build relationships and resilience in our communities. So the curriculum was supported by and basically created through the Iowa ACEs 360 Coalition, which is a number of partners in the central Iowa area that decided we needed to have a common language surrounding the impacts of adverse childhood experiences, toxic stress, and trauma on children and how it impacts your physical and mental health later in life. Is basically the Connections Matter program. As far as what it does in communities is it asks us to kind of have a more honest conversation about what's happened to people rather than what's wrong with people. It asks us to have compassion and really look at situations from more of a compassionate way rather than maybe punitive or disciplinary. It also builds stronger communities through basically building better relationships. So the Connections Matter curriculum is both sector specific. So we do a lot of work in education, but we also do a lot of work with community. We're in the process of developing curriculum for law enforcement, specifically school resource officers. So it's a curriculum that allows communities to come together in trying to achieve a trauma-informed approach.
And then so you were speaking at a little event in Atmar Park on Friday. Can you give me a little bit of background on what that was and kind of what kind of organizations came out to listen to you?
Yeah, so the so when we were at Mar Park, we were doing a full-day Community Connections Matter. So you had so it's our full-day community workshop. It brings people together for a day, and you get a really foundational knowledge on what adverse childhood experiences are, how children's brains are developing, and how their brain development in childhood impacts adult life and adult health outcomes. And then we really focus in on talking about how are we building positive relationships in our communities and how are we building resilience, because we know that adversity or adverse childhood experiences specifically and toxic stress are linked to negative health outcomes. We know that a direct mitigating factor for that and creating better health outcomes can come from positive relationships and just one caring connection with an adult for a child. So that was what we were doing in Mar Park. And then the different community members that we had out there, so your law enforcement, your sheriff was there. You had people from your corrections, so the jail. You also had people from the YMCA, people who are starting or have their own nonprofits in your community. And then public health was there also, the YMCA. So a vast range of community members. Connections Matter was also done with the Washington School District. All of the teachers and administrators in Washington Community Schools got trained over the last 3 months in the Connections Matter curriculum.
And so for the people who got to experience this workshop, what kind of tools do they have now that they maybe didn't have before listening to what you had to offer?
So one of the things with Connections Matter is it's a very eye-opening experience for people in learning about how trauma and toxic stress has a physiological impact, and we go through a lot of different data, and about 25% of Iowans are living in significant or grew up with significant trauma in their life. I have reported that through basically the CDC does a study called the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey. And when they do that survey, they ask questions, and those align with adverse childhood experiences. And we discovered that people in Iowa have experienced some significant trauma. So what people are leaving with is a better idea of how people have experienced trauma in their lives and how you can have a more gentle approach to situations, have a little bit more understanding. But we also work a lot on identifying resilience, so being able to, you know, realize that asking for help is resilience, or mastering a skill, or being able to self-advocate, or expressing feelings in a positive way. These are all traits of resilience, so helping people recognize those. And then we do a lot of talking about how we can implement this in communities, and we do basically at the end of our full-day workshops, we have a great session on how as a community and as a coalition within your community, you can bring forward the message of becoming trauma-informed, having those simple caring connections, and what that means for that community. So going through, you know, what your vision is, how are you going to create urgency to, how are you going to communicate that vision that you have for your community of being a great place to live, where people listen to each other and support each other through the good times and the bad. And then finally is sustaining that change and how are you moving forward. So we do a lot of action planning, which I think is one of the most robust parts of our curriculum.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Lucy Holmes to talk about Connections Matter. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.